Leading the news this morning, Kevin Rudd says Australia will not back away from closer military ties with America. The decision to allow US troops, ships and aircraft to use Australian bases has ruffled feathers in Beijing. The US President Barack Obama has now arrived in Bali for the East Asia Summit. America's role in the region is likely to dominate his talks with Chinese Premier Wen Jiabao. There have been scuffles between police and Occupy Wall Street protesters in New York. Police blocked streets as hundreds of protesters were attempting to march on the New York Stock Exchange. Dozens of protesters were arrested. Earlier this week, police evicted protesters who had been camping in a Manhattan park for 2 months. Italy's Prime Minister Mario Monti has outlined his plans to tackle the country's debt problems. They include overhauling the pension system and a crackdown on tax evasion. There have been large student protests in several Italian cities against the government's budget cuts. The United Nations nuclear watchdog wants to send a mission to Iran to address fears about the country's nuclear program. A recent report by the International Atomic Energy Agency found evidence that Iran was developing nuclear weapons, but Tehran insists that its nuclear program is only for peaceful purposes. Victorian nurses have defied an order by Fair Work Australia to end their industrial action. Hundreds of public hospital beds remain closed. Fair Work Australia ordered nurses to lift their bans for 90 days.